So when it comes to relationship advice, whose do you trust more? 929257 05. Good morning, Nikki and the Morning Show. It's Mark filling in for Nikki. She's away today. Sam is here and Kim as well. And a new survey out there says, who gives better advice? Someone in a long-term relationship or someone who's been through lots of breakups?
I was going back and forth on this one for a while because there are pros and cons on both sides. But I think at the end of the day, I'm going to go with the one that has several breakups. You know, when you're making any type of investment in life, you want the biggest scope of information possible, right? You want to take like... Yeah, you want like the average, you want the aggregate. You can't just base your decision on one person's,
right?
You know, on one person's experience. You want to take in all the information.
So you'd rather take advice from someone who's failed 1,000 times than somebody who's knee deep in it, like
yes, because you can see positivity in failure. You can learn from people's mistakes. You know, they often say that smart people don't make mistakes; they let other people make them, and then they learn from those mistakes.
Well, yeah, these married people have learned from those mistakes. They know all of the mistakes. They know which ones to tell you to avoid, what to stick it through for. So I disagree.
So you're saying long term, Kim, right?
Yeah,
you've been married how many years?
Long term is how long I've been married. Yeah.
Would you trust your own advice? I mean, if you were to give yourself advice?
Yes, just because I've been there, done that. Even with my husband, relationship wise, I can tell you, yeah, that's worth it. No, that's not.
Mm-hmm. Mark, how about you?
I'm going to lean on the long term as well.
Mm-hmm.
Although I don't know. I see like points, you know, you have good points, Sam, but long term, you know how to, how to stick it out.
Yeah.
And you're like really how to stick it out, right?
Yeah. I feel like no matter who you're with, you're eventually going to reach crossroads. You're going to have friction. Like you're going to have problems with anyone that you're with. And so, but you know, the problem with taking people's advice is that it's, you're taking one person's advice. They may have been with several people, but
that's
at the end of the day,
that's a whole other problem.
Right. People are very split on our text line at 92925. I like this text. Someone's texting, would you see a doctor with experience who has seen a lot of patients to diagnose you, or a new professional that just got out of school? Ooh. You want someone who's seasoned a bit, right? The kind of knows their way around. Someone else said, statistics are based and proven on multiple data. A person with lots of different experience knows more about what to do or what not to do, which I guess is true, but nothing really prepares you for the moment when you meet the person who you think you want to, you know, that you want to be with.
Joanne, good morning. What do you think?
Okay. Well, I've been with my husband for 44 years.
Wow.
Nice.
Okay.
44 glorious years.
But you know what? At the core of any relationship, it doesn't matter how long you've been with somebody or short. This advice is pretty much always the same. Whether you've been through a multiple breakup, all we want is love and respect in a relationship. Easy to figure out, easy to pinpoint.
You're right, but so you don't think it makes a difference?
I think sometimes, you know what, if I was in that type of situation, I would seek the advice of both.
Ooh, good one.
You get a balance of what it feels like on long-term relationship. The breakup aspect.
Yeah, actually, a lot of people are echoing that sentiment on our text line, saying that that they would want to take advice from someone who's had several breakups and now finds himself in a long-term relationship, right?
Right, right.
Best of both worlds.
Adriana, hi.
I think that you should take advice from somebody who has had many breakups.
Many breakups, why?
Because, I was in a long-term relationship for 17 years, and then I was in many breakups after that. You learn from every time. Every relationship, you learn where your faults, the good points, and you get to combine everything together. And when you do find the right person, you know how it should be.
Ah, I like that. Very well said. Someone on our text line again, let's make it simple. Long term will teach you how to keep them. On the other hand, they will teach you what not to do.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point. All right. So final results.
Final results.
All right. Say. It seems pretty split.
It is pretty split. 31% say that they would take advice from someone who's been in a long-term relationship.
Okay.
17% of people say they would take advice from someone who's been in multiple breakups.
Yeah, and the others?
And the others are undecided. They want it all. Give us all the advice. Any advice is good advice.